USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. An archbishop on Thursday responded to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's claim, a devout Catholic who supports abortion. Let me repeat, no one can claim to be a devout Catholic and condone the killing of innocent human life, San Francisco Archbishop Salvatore Corleone said in a statement. Pelosi was asked during a press conference earlier in the day why Democrats have declined to allow a vote on a bill that would block taxpayer-funded abortions. Known as the Indians since 1915, Cleveland's Major League Baseball team will be called the Guardians. The ball club announced the name change Friday with a video narrated by Tom Hanks.
Because this is the city we love, and the game we believe in. And together, we are all Cleveland Guardians.
This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As COVID-19 cases are again on the rise across the country, this time due to the Delta variant, some are calling for masks to be made mandatory once more in school classrooms. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says that won't happen in the Sunshine State.
I have a 3-year-old son. He got people like Fauci saying he should be muzzled, that you should be throwing masks on these 3-year-old kids. It's totally unacceptable.
Earlier this week, the American Academy of Pediatrics recommended universal masking in schools, regardless of vaccination status. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Thursday that the Chinese Communist Party's recent move to reject a second investigation into the origins of COVID-19 is dangerous and called on the regime to allow investigators inside the country without interference. The World Health Organization presented a plan days ago to audit laboratories and wet markets in Wuhan. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A teenage pilot had to make an emergency landing on a New Jersey bridge Monday afternoon after the aircraft experienced an engine malfunction. Landon Lucas, 18, was flying a banner plane over the southern New Jersey shoreline when he realized the airbox of his plane was dangling off the spring, preventing a proper flow of fuel on his aircraft.
Once your propeller actually comes to a complete stop and you're sitting there like, holy crap, I can't screw this up. Flying a plane is easy, but then once you start flying an airplane that doesn't work, that's when it gets difficult.
The Ocean City Police Department and the FAA arrived to the scene to inspect the aircraft shortly after its landing. Both the FAA and National Safety Transportation Board will investigate the incident, the FAA said. NBC will not add canned crowd sounds to their Olympic coverage. More from Lance Pry.
When the pandemic shut down sporting events to people in the stands, television networks canned artificial sounds into the video feeds, making it feel as if fans were in the seats. NBC has announced it does not plan on adding additional crowd noises to the Olympic Games and will air them as they actually sound during the competitions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Weather Service is expanding the emergency alerts it issues on mobile phones. Beginning August 2nd, the agency will add a destructive severe thunderstorm warning category to its alert system, similar to the ones used for tornado and flash flood warnings. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.